This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the news websites. A new story up on Infowars.com by Steve Watson is very important. Judge on abortion videos, gag order is a restraint on First Amendment. The decision brings us one step closer to the day that Stem Express and Planned Parenthood have been dreading. The Superior Court of the State of California has ruled that biomedical company Stem Express cannot legally suppress the release of videos obtained by the Center for Medical Progress, and does not have any right to the footage or documents that the anti-abortion activists have obtained. Yeah, especially when there's evidence of what appears to be criminal activity. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Joanne O'Donnell explained that the restraining order taken out against CMP will no longer stand, and it represents a restraint on the First Amendment rights. Yeah, they've lied and said it's edited videos. They released the full video. I'm doing like 5.5-hour videos and stuff. And it's even worse when you sit there. I sat up one night and like scanned through a 5.5-hour video. I probably watched 2 hours of it. And I mean, it's just the smacking of the lips and the guzzling of the wine, you know, all the videos and the restaurants and the puffery and the sycophantic nature of these chicken neck weak ghouls, these grave robbers. I mean, it's just unbelievable. They're not even grave robbers. They're chopping up living people. They're body snatchers, vampires, Jeffrey Dahmers. I mean, I don't know what you call people that chop up little kids, or they pull them out, keep them alive, wheel the woman out drugged, get the organs out, and you sit around talking about Lamborghinis and everything while you eat fancy food and drink wine. I mean, it's the image of serial killers with women in cages in front of them with a big banquet table heaped with meat and fruit and, you know, honey glazed giblets enjoying themselves. The injunction plaintiff seeks would prevent defendants from disseminating the videotapes, said the judge. First, the proposed injunction would constitute a prior restraint on the defendant's right under the First Amendment and the parallel protections under California Constitution. Plaintiffs does not persuade the court that the discovery it seeks is necessary to obtain the preliminary injunction. This is because it appears unlikely the court is going to grant the preliminary injunction, Judge O'Donnell said yesterday. The ruling means the CMP will be able to release the remaining footage it has on Stem Express employees without fear of reprisal. Attorneys working with the CMP believe justice has prevailed. That's the thing about whistleblowing. If you were in somebody's house and you'd been let into the house, and let's just say you believed you were there as swingers or whatever to have sex with a couple, and then you release that video without them knowing, you're super liable. I don't care what state you're in. You're going to end up doing jail time or getting fined because nobody's hurting anybody, even if you think that's immoral. But when you're sitting around at a restaurant talking about selling body parts and you met in a meeting with somebody, it's covered under the First Amendment. But whistleblowing goes further than that. If you work in a company or a government institution and they're laundering money, they're selling drugs out the back, they're doing whatever it is that's illegal, and you videotape that and expose it, it doesn't matter if you're in a two-party consent state under wiretapping, because that's exempt when you're exposing a crime. You have a responsibility under the Good Samaritan Code, in common law that's expressed throughout all Western law, to render aid, or if you know a crime's being committed, to report it, or to physically try to stop it. And what really makes civilizations rise is when people are civically involved and themselves ferreting out corruption and exposing it. Now, that doesn't mean you tattle on your neighbor because their 10-year-old's playing in the backyard till 6 at night because you're at work. That means you also go after real crime, not nanny state BS. So there's a delicate balance there as well. We'll be back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Joe Biden, the guy that promised he wouldn't come after any of our guns, is now basically getting ready to run for president, saying he's just going to run for one term. We'll break that down at the bottom of the hour. Clinton has finally handed over her server after it was professionally wiped clean. That is obstruction of justice in a felony case. You're talking 10 years in the statutory law, federal prison. That's 9.5 years she would serve. But she runs the Justice Department. I mean, the Clintons run Obama. But it's just getting too naked, too out in the open. She makes Richard Nixon look like a good person, a anti-corruption good boy. We've had an earthquake rattle New Jersey. The map is up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, and a pretty good size one for that area. An M2.7, all sorts of weird geological stuff happening around the world. They say, of course, San Francisco is due to have a 7 or larger any time now, according to the computer program models. Coming up, there's a new video that's going viral. They're back. Donald gives hope to black lives. Trump, I'll face Biden in general election after Clinton unravels. And they're talking about Hillary, again, being a time bomb in the Democratic Party. But, I mean, really, no one can believe that she still hasn't dropped out of the race. But I mean, don't expect that. She's the lady that's getting most of the money. She's the lady the establishment's behind. And they can play the whole thing, you just don't like women, like Bernie Sanders said on Monday in a CNN interview. We played the clip. He said, it's sexist to criticize Hillary. I think she's a great person doing a great job. I mean, then what are you running against? And then he's a socialist. So that's all coming up. Up on Infowars.com by Steve Watson, judge on abortion videos. Gag order is restraint on First Amendment rights. Special report. They're now saying Al-Qaeda slash ISIS is set to hit and try to kill the queen this weekend, this Saturday. I think that's just fear-mongering to take more liberties. They're now pushing tracker chips for welfare recipients. You've got the report right there at Infowars.com. Classified Pentagon exercise reveals U.S. would struggle to win war with Russia. It would take everything we had. 46 million Americans go to food banks and long lines for dwindling food supplies. The lines begin at 6:30 a.m. across the country, and food banks are running out. 100 million people are on some form of food assistance, but 46 million are on direct assistance. Imagine a food line, soup kitchens, with 100 million people a day lined up. But instead, it's all digital, so it's hidden. Also, video services showing Ferguson shooter Tyrone Harris. Video shows Ferguson shooter Tyrone Harris flashing a gun at Mike Brown protest. And again, there's video of him pulling a gun out on the cops and getting shot. And then again, they go, oh my gosh, they killed him because he's black. No, if I pull a gun on the cops randomly, they're going to shoot me. Does that mean there isn't some discrimination against blacks in some areas? Absolutely. But is it the number one issue in America? No. The media pushes it for divide and conquer and will not touch the really big issues. That's some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, we have Peter Schiff joining us for the balance of the hour. I appreciate him coming on short notice, but there's four or five financial guests we have on that pretty much line up on a lot of the same issues, but they have different perspectives from their life experiences. And, you know, I can't tell you which one I think is the most accurate. They're all really accurate. Peter Schiff's had about a 98% accuracy rate until he said a few years ago that he thought the bubble would bust by then. But if you look at the third world, and I'm not defending him, it's just a fact. If you look at what's happening in the old world, there's depressions in most areas of the planet. In South America, Central America, most of Africa, the Middle East, a lot of Eastern Europe, Asia. Japan's been in a recession for 20 years. But now it's clearly going belly up. And more analysts, from Ron Paul to you name it, are saying they believe the day of reckoning is here. Now, we had Mr. Dent on yesterday with his demographic cliff. And he was very bold and said he believes we're in a dead cat bounce. Within 2 weeks, the Chinese stock markets will start racing down. He believes it'll pull the other major ones down and that there's going to be a real estate bubble popping by the end of this year. So we'll get Schiff's take on that. But I also want to walk through the election with Schiff, what he really thinks about Trump, what he thinks about Hillary. I mean, just the state of this country, how can there be confidence in anything when criminals are running absolutely free and the IRS is now persecuting over 100,000 people, admittedly jailing hundreds of people a year for their political views? That's now come out in her emails, how she's going to get Republicans and get conservatives. Peter Schiff's father is one of the most famous anti-New World Order patriots for people that are older. He's been in jail for, what is it, a decade? I don't mean to get into that story. We only mentioned it last time. He's been on the show probably 50 times and never talked about it. He used to come on my show in 95, 96, 97, 98, right through the 2000s. And then the judge, federal judge, said, you keep publishing your book saying the IRS is a fraud and a collection agency for the Federal Reserve, I'm going to put you in prison. He is in jail for the First Amendment, a true political prisoner. So now we see this is happening. And they issued one tax exemption to a conservative group in 3 years, 10,000 plus to Democrats. This is a tyranny. And it's bipartisan. But the Democrats are the tip of the spear. So I want to get your economic prognosis. Of course, Europac.com, billions under management. Host the Peter Schiff Show and a lot more. And find out details at Europac.com. I've thrown out probably 10 different stories or more since you've been holding 5 minutes. What would you like to tackle first? I mean, I'd kind of like to just get into politics first, just as an American, to get your view on just all of this insanity. How much more crazy can it get?
Well, probably the craziest thing is how popular Bernie Sanders is, right? I mean, you've got an admitted socialist who is drawing the largest crowds. Is that me?
Yeah. I think that is you. It's okay. Yeah. Hey, it's good to have a newsroom. It's busy. It's the real world.
He's getting the largest crowds. He's leading in some of the polls. I mean, most Democrats, you know, there are a lot of them that are socialists, but they don't come out of the closet. They don't admit it. This guy is not, you know, ashamed of being a socialist. And look how many Americans want to vote for him.
He may be the Democratic frontrunner.
Yeah, you know, and of course, you know, Hillary is self-destructing, so that's probably helping it. That's probably why Biden wants to get in, because he doesn't want to leave it to Bernie Sanders. He probably senses there's some vulnerability there. But, you know, the Democrats want to jump all over the Republicans because of Donald Trump. But look at how many Democrats are going for Sanders. I mean, remember, I did that video last year at the Democratic National Convention. If you haven't seen it, it's on my YouTube channel.
I've seen it.
Yeah, and I asked if they would be in favor of a law banning corporate profits. And these were the delegates to the Democratic Convention, and they were in favor of it. They said, yeah, let's ban profits. They're all socialists there, and now you've got one of their own coming out and admitting it, and he's leading in the polls. This is where the nation is going.
And you predicted it in that viral video. We'll play some of that at the bottom of the hour once we pull it up. But again, it's on the Peter Schiff YouTube site. In fact, I'm glad you raised that, because you were Ron Paul in the first campaign, Congressman Ron Paul's chief economic advisor, as a top Austrian economist in your own right. What would you be advising Rand Paul to get back in the lead to do right now if you were his advisor?
Well, you know, I gave Rand my advice. Hopefully, you know, he will heed it. I mean, I think it's good. But, you know, rather than attacking Donald Trump, right, I don't think that is the right strategy.
I don't either.
Donald Trump is hitting a nerve where he is appealing to the people within the Republican Party who are fed up with both parties and who are fed up with career politicians and want something different. And I think a lot of those Donald Trump voters can really be Rand Paul voters in transition, because Rand Paul is not a career politician. Just because he's a U.S. senator, he never was in politics until he won that seat. And he ran for Senate as an eye doctor, as a small businessman. That's how he needs to run for president, the way he ran for Senate, because the field is crowded with career politicians. And the only one right now that's standing out is Donald Trump. But he needs to get those Trump voters. He needs to wait for those Trump voters to evolve and realize that the real outsider in this race, the real game changer, the real break from the establishment in the Republican Party and the Democratic Party is Rand Paul, not Donald Trump.
Sure. And I mean, Trump's hooked in with the Democrats and all the rest of it. Do you think, though, Trump's for real? Because he is, you know, he has a big ego. To be successful, you got to have it. I mean, I think the guy's really smart. I like almost everything he's saying. Do you think, though, he might not just want to be a stepping stone for the Democrats and Hillary and Biden? I mean, maybe he really wants to be president. I mean, I think Donald Trump would be a lot better than Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton.
Well, the bar is pretty low there. So, yeah, he might be, but, you know, he wouldn't be as good as Rand.
I agree.
You know, obviously, the guy would like to be president. I mean, who wouldn't want to be president if somebody just was going to make you president? The problem is getting elected. It's very difficult. I don't think this is some kind of plant to try to help elect a Democrat. I mean, I don't think he's in it for that reason. But some of it might be ego. I mean, it's something that he might want to do. I mean, you know, it's one of the only things really you can't buy. I mean, Trump can have whatever is for sale. And generally, the White House is not, at least not for the people who occupy it. Maybe it's for sale to the people who make all the donations. But, you know, I think the candidacy really says a lot about, you know, the country and where we are. I don't think he can win the nomination. I think when the field narrows it will be harder. Sure, when you got 15 people and they're all the same and Trump's the only one that's different, he's like the none of the above vote. Right? I
mean, exactly. He's not perfect, but if you're out in the ocean, a piece of driftwood is like an oasis. And so Trump's the only one that's not a complete, you know, buffoon, anti-American piece of garbage.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of the things that he says are right. He's right to be concerned about our deteriorating trade balance, about our escalating national debt, but he doesn't really articulate the right solutions. It's not about just hiring smarter negotiators. That's not what's going to do it. We have to radically transform this country back to what it used to be. We need massive cuts in government spending. We need to abolish agencies and departments. We need free markets. We need to get rid of this welfare state. We need to acknowledge the problems that exist. You know, you talked earlier about, you know, the fact that we haven't had this day of reckoning yet because the masses still believe that the Federal Reserve saved us. They still think their policy worked. They still think there's a real recovery here. They still think the Fed is going to embark on rate tightening. That isn't even close to true.
Let's talk about it. Let's start walking through it because I skipped this network break to give you more time. What we just saw in China, what we are seeing in Greece, what we're seeing with the yuan being lowered. Walk us through each of those and give us the big picture.
But first of all, nobody is talking about the real story of the Chinese yuan, right? People are missing this. Everybody's focusing on the devaluation, which is tiny, 2 or 3%. What is important is the principle here. China said that they want their currency not to necessarily be pegged to the dollar, but to kind of reflect fundamentals. Everybody forgets that the dollar has risen maybe 30% against the basket of currencies over the past couple of years. That means the Chinese yuan has also risen by the same percentage because it's been pegged to the dollar. And China is saying we don't want to be pegged to the dollar. We want our currency to be more in line with other currencies. And the big problem is going to happen when the dollar reverses. This is a dollar bubble. And so the next time the dollar starts to go down, China's not going to catch it. China's not going to have our back. When the dollar was falling from 2001 to 2008, China was there to keep buying U.S. treasuries and mitigate the dollar's decline. And in the currency wars in 2010 and 2011, China was buying dollars and buying treasuries to prevent its currency from rising.
So this is huge. You're saying now that they're going to let the yuan just basically free fall and not back the dollar up. Could this signify the end of dollar hegemony?
Now, what I'm saying is when this dollar bubble bursts and the dollar starts to fall, right, the Chinese are going to let their currency rise. They're not going to try to keep their currency weak with the dollar. They're not going to buy all these treasuries to suppress the value of the yuan. They're going to let their currency rise with all the other currencies of the world.
Oh, so you see it as that they're going to stop manipulating their currency and just let it float.
They're not going to let it freely float, but they will manage it higher, just like they've managed it lower. And that is bad news for the U.S. because that means upward pressure on long-term interest rates.
Sure.
That means consumer prices are going to go up because the Chinese have been helping to keep our inflation in check by absorbing it for us. They've been taking the bullets for us. But what the Chinese are now saying to anybody who's smart enough to listen is they're not going to do that anymore. We are on our own. When the dollar starts to fall, we're not going to count on China to provide that cushion like it did before, which means we're going to have to deal with the impact of a weak dollar with higher domestic consumer prices and higher long-term interest rates. And this could be the beginning. This is like the first shot that nobody's heard around the world that ends this currency war, and the United States ends up being the loser, and we have a real dollar crisis, and then we might actually end up with that hyperinflation. You know, the Keynesians, the Paul Krugmans, they're taking this premature victory lapse. They're saying all the people like Peter Schiff who are predicting inflation, it didn't happen. It's going to happen. It's just happening later. And because they engineered this sucker's rally in the dollar's just going to crash from a higher precipice.
Sure.
And the crisis is going to happen later, but means it's going to be that much worse because we've exacerbated all the problems by delaying the consequences.
Now, again, you've been very successful predicting markets. That's how you've made billions of dollars for your clients. I'm just a layperson that sits here and tries to study this and the basics. And I have people on like Harry Dent, and I have people on like you. I have a lot of other analysts on, and they all generally agree we're going towards a bubble implosion, a group of bubble implosions, and that this currency war can't go on forever and QE can't go on forever. But he thinks that they're printing all the money and issuing the money to cover up the deflation. I get we've had some deflation, but at a certain point, Weimar Republic, Zimbabwe, hundreds of other, Mexico, there's a devaluation that comes home, and then the value of the money is lost in every case in history. So I don't understand how then we're not going to see faster inflation. Explain to me the two different schools of thought, because both ways are bad. And then tell us, do you think things are deteriorating faster? Is the moment of reckoning about to be here?
Well, again, we are going to see more inflation. We're already seeing it in ways that are not being measured or called inflation. You got a bubble in the stock market. You got a bubble in real estate market. You've got bubbles going on in rare cars or fine art. Prices are rising all around us, yet it's not considered inflation if it's an asset price that's going up. But it's still inflation that's driving the increase in those prices. Also, rents are rising very sharply. For some reason, that doesn't get captured in the CPI. We know college tuition is rising. We know healthcare costs are rising. Insurance rates are rising. Taxes are rising. We know the price of food is going up. All sorts of prices are rising, yet for some reason, that doesn't show up in the government calculated numbers. I mean, I think that's very convenient, but I don't think it's honest. And I think that anybody that wants to hang their hat on these government created numbers as proof there's no inflation, you know, you have to realize the government has a significant interest in under inflation. And
well, they admit they cook the unemployment numbers, the inflation numbers. I mean, all of it, they admit it's cooked.
Yeah, and the unemployment numbers, you know, the official rate means nothing when you have a collapse in the labor force. We have the lowest labor force participation since 1976. We have the lowest homeownership rate since 1967. People are dropping out in droves. People who are working part-time, they want to work full-time, but those jobs don't exist anymore. Yet they're still counted as being employed just because they have a lousy part-time job. But these numbers don't sell the whole story. The fact that guys like Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are getting the most crowds, that tells you the real story. The people are fed up. They are not living in a fantasy recovery created by the media or by Wall Street. They're living in the reality of this Obama recession.
So what happens as the fantasy fog lifts? Won't that just accelerate the decline? A, B, if we are going into a major correction, what do you expect it to look like? What could the next shoe to drop be?
But the only thing holding it together is the false belief that the Fed has finished printing money, that QE is over, that the Fed's going to raise rates, that it's mission accomplished, right, that everything is fine, right? Well, you know, it wasn't mission accomplished for the war on terror just because George Bush was on an aircraft carrier, you know, declaring that mission was accomplished. Well, it's not accomplished for the Fed, right? They have only just begun to print. This is a pause. QE is not over. QE4, QE5, the Fed is just getting started. The balance sheet is not going to shrink. It is going to explode out of control. It's $4.5 trillion now. It's not going down. It's going up towards $10 trillion. It's going higher. As soon as people get their arms around that reality, then it's going to be like a watershed, right? It's going to be like opening up a dam, and the dollar is going to tumble, and that is going to be a game changer. And China has already said, we're going to get out of the way. We're not going to get drowned in that deluge. We are going to let our currency go up. They're not going to sink with the American Titanic.
Sure. Well, it has sent their stock market back up now for the best in 2 months since they did this. But, I mean, isn't it overvalued? It's doubled in the last few years. And what do you expect to see happen in China? How will that affect us?
The Chinese market is pretty inexpensive. I mean, take a look at it. I mean, the Chinese market is still a lot lower than it was in 2007. I mean, look at the NASDAQ. You want to see something expensive. Look over there. You know, people are exaggerating the decline in the Chinese stock market. China's stock market is positive on the year. The U.S. market is down this year. China had a big drop only because it had a huge rally right before. There was a spike in volatility in the Chinese market. That's all. There wasn't a market crash there. And I don't think there's going to be a market crash there. I actually don't even think there's going to be a market crash in the United States. There should be. And if the Fed did the right thing, there would be. But they're not going to do the right thing. They're going to print a lot of money.
Okay, so what's the time frame in your mind then?
Look, something's going to happen by next year because everybody expects the Fed to raise rates this year. And if they do, if they come forward with a meaningless quarter point rate hike, that's not going to be enough to prop up the dollar. The Fed is going to have to do more. But I think a quarter of a point is too much for this fragile economy. Look at the first half GDP. It was 1.45%. Atlanta Fed GDP now this week, they lowered their forecast for Q3 to 0.7.
Wow.
0.7. A year ago, the economy grew 5% in the third quarter.
Peter Schiff, stay there. I want to come back and walk through this because, again, I'm not an economist like you or a money manager, but it just seems crazy. They're now saying don't raise interest rates because of China. So damn if we do, damn if we don't.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Schiff's his name, best-selling underground author, really great radio interview. He used to be on GCN Radio Network for about 5 years at night, syndicated on at least 50 stations around the country. And he just wrote books explaining that the IRS was never properly ratified for the amendment in 1913, and it was all documented, and that they made you waive your Fourth Amendment rights when you fill out the IRS forms. They also went after a federal treasury officer, armed officer of the IRS, of course, who we've had on as a frequent guest on this show, Joe Bannister, and twice he had jury trials, and they didn't put him in prison because he had juries. And And this was for giving speeches saying the IRS is a fraud. That's like arresting you for saying Planned Parenthood sells body parts. And you know those, what was it, 12 different IRS agents that were in full-page ads in USA Today? Of the 12, 9 are in prison. 9. So the IRS is the Gestapo in this country. The IRS is like the KGB or the NKVD, the internal police that politically, the commissars that go after people. And it's shameful. He should be abolished. He should be gotten rid of. And Rand Paul, of course, has called for that. We need to see that as well from folks like Donald Trump. It can selectively destroy whoever you want. Fortune, money, they've all done it. 30 different tax preparers, 50 different tax preparers. The Wall Street Journal a few years ago had 100, and they gave 100 different answers, 30 different answers, 50 different answers. You cannot pay it correctly. It's designed to screw you over. It's designed to put you in prison. And now we have the emails. We know they're targeting libertarian conservatives. And I was asking him how, because I've never had Peter Schiff, who's separate from his dad, author, researcher, manages billions at Europac.com. I never really bring up his dad, and I brought him up a few weeks ago, 4 weeks ago when he was on. He said, yeah, dad's in prison, got you know all these years left for publishing this book. He was ordered not to, for saying the IRS is a fraud. That's how scared they are. And I was asking him again, how's your dad? And he said, well, I don't know if I should make this announcement. It's not public yet, but the family would like to get a chance to see him before, and now I'll let Peter Schiff talk about this on air. It's some really sad news for this political prisoner who I knew so well. Peter, tell us about your dad and what's happened.
Yeah, well, he is, you know, a political prisoner. He's not even kind of a pseudo-political prisoner. He's the real deal here in the United States because he is in jail for his political beliefs. He's not in jail for breaking any laws. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, the tax code. His real issue has always been that the Internal Revenue Code, the laws were written voluntarily. You hear it's based on voluntary compliance. Well, that means you're not required to pay. And the reason that all the laws were written voluntarily is because otherwise they would have violated numerous provisions of the Constitution. The Constitution is really inconsistent with a mandatory direct tax on your income.
Sure, they get you to opt in to a corporate contract, then that's how they come after you.
It's not really a corporate contract. I mean, the laws were written voluntarily. If you just ask the IRS, is the tax system based on voluntary compliance or compulsory compliance?
I'll tell you.
Say it's voluntary. And then you'll say, well, but I don't want to volunteer. They say, well, you have to volunteer. Well, but then it's compulsory. No, it's voluntary. You know, and the reason that they want it to be voluntary is because if it was illegal, right, you can lie on your tax return. You can do whatever you wanted on it, and they couldn't use it against you because of the Fifth Amendment. But also, you know, there's all sorts of violations of the Constitution in the income tax. I'm just trying to I forgot that I had this program up, and I'm getting phone calls. I have a do not disturb. Yeah, so there's all sorts of ways that a compulsory income tax would violate the law. You know, the income tax is based on self-assessment. You're supposed to assess yourself, and if you don't do that, there's no legal authority for the government to do it. So there's a lot of legal arguments.
Sure, they get you to waive your Fourth and Fifth Amendment on its face.
Yeah, and of course the taxing provisions of the Constitution that were not changed by the 16th Amendment. You know, Congress, if they want to levy a direct tax on income, they still have to apportion it. The 16th Amendment didn't change that. The 16th Amendment just said, well, you know, if you don't want to apportion the income tax, then you have to levy it as an excise tax. But the government's not doing that. I mean, the government is violating numerous Supreme Court decisions in the way it enforces the income tax. And, you know, my father just tries to point all these things out. But, of course, you know, the courts are routinely rubber stamping government action that violates the Constitution. I mean, there's really, you know, as far as the government is concerned, there's nothing, or rather, as far as the courts are concerned, there's nothing that the government can't do. The government is in no way inhibited or restrained by the Constitution. The government has unlimited power. And, you know, that's one of the things that my father still never really understood or accepted, because even though he's been in jail for 10 years, he continues to fight, thinking that he's going to get out, thinking he's going to get justice in a justice system that has no justice. And, you know, which gets me to the news that we want to talk about is that my father, who is 87 and who has been in jail for 10 years, was just diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. And, you know, initially he told me the prison doctor said he had maybe 4 to 6 months to live. But then I'm not really sure. I tried to talk. He may have longer than that. I don't know. Maybe he has a year. It's hard to say. You know, they did have a cancer specialist that talked to him. But, you know, he's still in jail and he still has another year and a half or two to go. And so in theory, he won't survive the rest of his sentence. And so he would have an amounts to a life sentence for a nonviolent tax crime. And, you know, but we are still trying to get him out on a compassionate release. The crazy part about it is my father doesn't even want to get out yet on compassionate release. He still wants to get out on the merits of his legal arguments. But I think we've been able to persuade him to allow the compassionate release process. But, you know, who knows how long this thing is going to take? The whole prison system is so inefficient.
Well, it's very saddening to me because I probably had dinner with your dad when he would come to Austin to give speeches. And in a few events I spoke at in Dallas and once in Vegas, probably had dinner with him 10 times. And, man, the stories he tells, and he is like a real Archie Bunker type guy, real Americana. And it's so sad to hear all the persecution he's gone through. But they hated his guts because he was traveling the whole U.S. speaking to crowds of thousands. He was on the radio. He was selling books by the tens of thousands a month. I mean, he was really giving them a problem, and they threw his butt in jail, and now I guess they hope to see him die there.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to make an example of him. They wanted people, hey, don't fight the IRS or you'll end up like Irwin Schiff, right? You'll end up in jail. And that's the whole purpose of a political prisoner. You're trying to send a message. I mean, clearly my father is not a criminal. The most you can say about my father is that he's mistaken, but we don't put people in jail for having good faith beliefs that turn out to be wrong.
But he's clearly right, though.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he's right about a lot of things. But I know there's nobody can argue that my father is insincere, that he's some kind of con man, that he doesn't believe what he says. Of course he believes what he says. There's no doubt about it.
Well, remember, the judge said, do not publish the book anymore. You can walk away right now. He could have put another book out. He said no and started putting the book back out.
Yeah, well, they actually banned him from selling his book. And I think it's the only a time that's happened since Lolita, but they didn't ban the book itself.
And of course, the book is the federal mafia.
Yeah. They just banned my father from selling it. But you know, here's another interesting angle to talk about. You know, because when I talk to his caseworker, because I'm trying to get him released into my care, and one of the things would happen is if he ends up getting out of jail and able to live with my house, I have to make sure that I get rid of all my guns, that I'm not allowed to have any guns in the house. If you have an ex-felon, which is so ridiculous that I have to surrender my Second Amendment rights in order to care for my sick father. I mean, the reality of it is my father is practically blind, you know, and all my guns are locked up in safes. Even if I gave my father the combinations, he still couldn't open them. You know? And I don't even think he could load the gun, let alone shoot it. And yet, just because he's a tax offender, he can't be in the house if anybody has a firearm for self-defense, so I have to disarm myself in order to take care of my father. I mean, that's just another, you know, violation of, you know, the Second Amendment. But, everything the government does violates their constitutional rights. So, you know, why should they stop there?
Well, he's in the federal prison there in Dallas. Folks need to contact the Federal Bureau of Prisons and just say, release the political prisoner, Irwin Schiff. And I would do it nicely, but I would say, look, he's got terminal lung cancer. Normally, they release nonviolent, quote, offenders when they have something terminal because it's a drain on the system. This is ridiculous. He's been in there 10 years for selling a book that says the IRS is a fraud. That's like going to jail for saying Hillary Clinton's a witch. I mean, it's just a prima facie fact. And now with all this IRS news of them persecuting everyone, it just really is a cherry on top of how evil this government is. Who are these people? Man, I would feel like, I mean, I feel like if I do something bad, it's going to come back on me. I wasn't taught that. I just feel that. I can't screw over good people. And I wonder how the government, I wonder how that judge sits around knowing that they put some guy in jail for 10 plus years and he may die there for putting out a book. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I mean, obviously it's more than just the book. I mean, that they're going to say, well, you know, he was advocating non-payment of taxes. He was helping people. What my father was trying to do was educate people as he understood the law. And he encouraged people to make their own decisions. And I always remember when my dad gave seminars, he would always encourage lawyers and accountants to show up. If he ever talked to somebody about not paying taxes, he would say, look, bring your accountant, bring your lawyer.
He would always say that on my show. He'd go, I'm not telling you to do this, it's what I do, but here's the facts.
Yeah, and, you know, I've sat around many people who have admitted to me. You know, I've seen the, you know, where lawyers and have said, look, you know, your dad is technically right. He's legally right, but the government won't let him get away with it. I mean, that's an important thing when people, lawyers, I've talked to judges who have told me that. Okay, yes, technically your dad may be right, but it doesn't matter. Well, shouldn't the law matter? Are we a nation of law or are we a nation
of... Well,
place?
Here's the bottom line. Your dad's the kind of guy that made America great. He's willing to go to jail and stay there and won't recant for the truth. I mean, that's what we're missing in this country. If more people were like your dad, we wouldn't have to go to jail for the truth because we wouldn't allow this to happen.
Yeah, I know he's very rare in that sense. Look, I don't do it. I mean, I pay taxes. I pay a lot of taxes. And you know, not because I believe I'm legally required to do it.
But they're the mafia. They'll break your legs.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm like the store owner that pays the protection money because I don't want to stand up to the mob. Well, my dad stood up to the mob, and, you know, he's been in jail for 10 years. And, you know, that's the spirit that made this country. I mean, look at our founding fathers. I mean, how easy would it have been for George Washington, a very wealthy guy, and all the other framers? I mean, they didn't have to stand up to King George. They didn't have to stand up to those principles. They had good lives, and they risked it all for a concept, for freedom, for an idea, right? And most Americans, you know, weren't even involved in that. But can you imagine today? I mean, would we have had any kind of revolution if the type of Americans who are around today were around, you know, in 1776? If America, you know, we'd still be ruled by the king, by England. But, you know, who knows? We might even be better off. You know, if the British did a pretty good job with Hong Kong, so maybe they would have done a good job with us if we had stayed under the crown. But, you know, what Americans are willing to accept today, the type of taxation, the type of regulation is off the charts compared to the tiny little bit of government that Americans were protesting from King George. Right?
You're absolutely right. Peter Schiff's our guest, EuroPac.com. We're going to get the specifics up the next day or so. I'll probably launch it Monday because Friday's a bad day to do it. We're going to take the video from this live radio TV show, put out a call to arms politically Monday with an article, with the addresses for folks to just say, have some basic decency and, you know, let this guy out. They let the average murderer out of state prison within 4 years, federal within 10. Those are national numbers. Your dad's been in over 10 years for his political speech. And do they really want to make him a martyr where he dies? I mean, it'd be better for him to get out, see his grandkids, spend some time with you. Right, Peter?
Well, absolutely. And the thing with the government, they don't care if they let a murderer out, because what's the worst thing he can do? Murder some people? They don't care about that. But a tax protester, that really scares them, because he gets out, he educates people, he shines a spotlight on the illegal actions of government. And the government is afraid of that. The government wants to keep my father in jail to keep him quiet. Right?
That's right. And let's be fair. He said he's not going to shut up. I mean, he stands by what he stands by.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's still there in jail fighting this fight. You know, he still hasn't willing to concede that he's lost, even though he spent the last 10 years of his life in jail. And, you know, ultimately, in the long run, he has his books out there. I think he'll be vindicated, you know, in the things that he stood up for. But it might not be in his lifetime, but it may be maybe in my children's lifetime.
Well, America, freedom to fascism really scared him too, Aaron Russo. There's so many. Congressman Hansen fought the IRS. They put him in jail and tortured him. I mean, folks, let me tell you, these are real heroes for this republic that have stood up against this organization. They come after you. They try to take everything Aaron Russo had when he put that film out, and he suddenly died of cancer. I mean, they mean business, and it is so dangerous. We didn't have time to get to calls today. We got a final segment. I want you to get into the economy when we come back. Peter Schiff, EuroPac.com. Stay with us. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. And this is what I keep trying to hammer home to people. I've sat here and watched them kill and set up and destroy hundreds of people. And they've tried a lot of dirty tricks on us and had me beat up in a parking lot and told me to shut up. And I mean, this is real. Now, we've gotten so effective and so big that whatever calculation they've made, they've left us alone at this point. In about the last year, man, they tried a lot of dirty tricks behind the scenes I'm not going to even get into, but it was like a movie. do not take talk radio for granted. Do not take libertarian ideas for granted. There's a big Examiner article, Drudge, Fox News could be censored under new federal rules, expert warns. I've seen 10 different members of the administration call for the fairness doctrine to be brought back. They're trying to arrest Joe Arpaio, and they're suing him right now. I mean, just understand, they're coming after us because they're in trouble. That's why. Pray for us, financially support us, go to InfoWarsLife.com. We've got Brain Force that's got a lot of just healthy, good compounds that optimize your brain activity. You've heard the rave reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, your purchase of InfoWarsLife.com products, funds or operations, Supermel Vitality. Go read the over 500 reviews just for Supermel and Superfemal Vitality, known concentrated herbs that are known to boost vitality, energy, libido. Try it. And then I know you'll be a repeat customer because the formulas are the Rolls Royce for a very low price. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Become an InfoWars Nightly News subscriber. See all my films. $5.95 a month. 20 people can use each membership. So we have our own platform when they censor us. I want to thank all the members of Prison Planet. TV and the Nightly News as well. But Supermel Vitality, X2, and Brain Force is all back in stock. We got plenty of the Supermel Vitality right now. Brain Force will sell out by Monday. Try it for yourself. Experience it. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
JDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Alex Jones here. InfoWars.com. Up on screen, a small business person has Uncle Sam as a partner. Again, a small business person has Uncle Sam as a partner who puts up no money, does no work, and wants 30 or 40%, and will throw you in prison for saying that. And again, they want to intimidate and shut everybody up, but I'm telling you, it's going too far. All right, we got about 6 minutes left in this segment. I'm going to cover news, clips, special reports, and your phone calls next hour. And what would war with Russia be like? The Pentagon's been wargaming it. Jeb Bush is back out promoting torture for the very groups the West is funding. Just absolutely ridiculous. But finishing up with our guest from Europac.com, Peter Schiff. Peter, getting back into China, the economy, what's happening? I mean, do you think it's going to degenerate quicker, as a lot of people are saying, or you're saying it's next year? What's the next shoe to drop for you that you're watching?
Well, again, the only shoe, I think, is going to be the realization that the Fed is not finished with quantitative easing and that the U.S. recovery isn't real, that we're back in recession. In fact, all of the economic problems that created the Great Recession still exist. In fact, they've been exacerbated by the very cure that the Fed chose to try to heal us, right? The cheap money, quantitative easing, 0% interest rates. It was the Fed's manipulation of money supply and interest rates that inflated the bubbles. You know, sure, they had help from Congress, but I think the chief enabler is the Federal Reserve, and they've done a lot of damage. And I think when people come to terms with this reality, it's going to be a huge game changer. I think the bottom is going to drop out of the dollar in a very big way. I think you're going to see a spectacular reversal in gold prices, silver prices, commodity prices, when people realize that, you know, we are just going to print and print and print. The Fed is just getting started. The helicopters are still in the hangars. They're getting warmed up. This is going to be more, you know, more money printing. And this is not going to end well. This is not the happy picture, the smiley face that Janet Yellen is putting on this or all the Wall Street economists. And there's not a lot of time. You know, people have been riding this bubble on the dollar. The U.S. stock market made new highs. People need to act now. You know, people need to open up accounts, you know, with me at Euro Pacific's Capital so that they can get their money out of U.S. assets, get out of Dodge before the bullets start flying. You got to get into foreign stocks and the right stocks. I mean, there are certain countries, Switzerland, Singapore, New Zealand, I mean, Hong Kong. There are places that you should invest to escape the carnage. And you got to get out of U.S. currency. You got to pick the best foreign currencies. You got to own real money. You got to own gold and silver. You got to look at the opportunity in the mining shares that have been beaten down because people have no idea what's going on. The people who have been selling gold stocks, these are the same guys. Sure. In the subprime mortgage.
Well, the elites are hoarding and buying gold. That's admitted, and gold's gone back up a little bit. I just don't see. There's got to be in an inflationary system, even if we're in a depression, gold's got to go up. We know in the Great Depression, towards the end, it did go way back up.
Yeah, look, again, people have confidence in the central bankers. They have confidence in Yellen, just the way they had confidence in Alan Greenspan in the 1990s, and that was a disaster. That was false confidence, and it's the same people that have bought into the same, you know, monetary magic. They've been fooled again by the sleight of hand of the Fed, and they have no idea what's waiting around the corner. If they were surprised by the financial crisis, they ain't seen nothing yet, because this next crisis is going to be much worse, but it's also going to be much different, because it's not going to be a credit crisis. It's going to be a currency crisis. It's going to be a crisis in the U.S. dollar, right? You don't have to worry about the yuan going down. It's the dollar going down. We are going to win this currency war, which means every American who is not prepared will lose.
And I just hope those dollars don't come back and they can hide it and maybe lower oil prices to cover that. But it's certainly a balancing act. We've all got front row seats to it. Peter Schiff, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again, hopefully, in a few weeks.
Thanks, Alex. Have a good weekend.
You bet. You too. And tell your dad when you talk to him. The cavalry's coming. We're going to try to put some pressure on next week. And obviously, you can work with us on that. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Third hour coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-4255. 3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.